Welcome to Mindfully Integrative Podcast with your host, Dr. Damaris G. Mindfully Integrative is a podcast discussing ways toward mindfully incorporating integrative health into our lives. This podcast will have informative resources, fun topics, interviews, and discussions relatable for today with a true mindful perspective in a mind-body holistic life approach.
Hello. This is Dr. Damaris Maria Grossman, and thank you again for joining in on the Mindfully Integrative Podcast. And I just wanted to let you know of our upcoming events and things. So if you want to know and reach out, our resources and our membership is opening soon. So check out mindfullyintegrative.com for more fun and more info. Thanks so much, and talk with you soon. Hi, how are you? This is Damaris Maria Grossman from Mindfully Integrative, and today we're talking about fermented foods. So what is fermented foods, and is there like actual research on this? Let's chat. Let's talk about it. So fermented foods have been around in our diet, in our gut microbiome. So the microbiome is a diversity of bacteria, yeast, fungi, and a community of quality when it's all working together properly, of this beautiful balance of collection and diversity. And what happens is the fermented foods help the microbiome stay at its best benefit. And it's been around for over 10,000 years. And it causes the microbiome and metabolites to stay at a nice modulated state so that the microbiome and the microorganisms within are supplied with the proper nutrients that they need so that those strains are being utilized in our body properly. And the fermented foods have been ingested for thousands of years to help with our GI tract. And, you know, the closer that your gut health has been in balance, the more in tune and healthier most individuals have been. So ways that fermented foods have come up have been like fermented rice. There have had kimchi, sauerkraut, honey, and fruit. And it's important because it played a role in history throughout of like food preservation. So, you know, it's used to help modify what we put in our diet and how that has been. So that it is part of our microbiome and getting it to its optimal self. So how is that happened? You know, it's fermented one through usually either a salt or a probiotic or even a rice component. And over time, it has been staying fermented. Now, how is it functioning for each of us? Everyone is different. You know, it's considered that it impacts, of course, the gut health, but it helps with the surviving gastric content within the body so that the microbiome can have the proper nutrients that it needs to survive. Instead of having just a hamburger and french fries, the body is actually getting its quality nutrients that it deserves so that it can thrive and give the rest of the body what it needs. Especially, it also has helped with like things of spoiling of nature. So there has been a variety of fermented types of foods throughout existence. But, you know, it's taken time to see like the fermented means it's actually has been, depending upon where, you know, you're located and why it's being needed. So like there's a kefir, yogurt, they've even fermented different types of vegetables and legumes. Pickling is also a way of fermenting when you put it in salt water, things of that nature. When you put in Sugar. You can also ferment kombucha. People use kombucha, and that's a fermented through bacteria to help. And it brings in the good bacteria. So look at it as more in the sense of your body's getting back into the balance of the good stuff and gets rid of the bad stuff. Other ways, or let's say types of fermented foods. There's kefir, which is fermented drink, or like a dairy-like drink, but it's more on the probiotics. Kimchi, kombucha, fermented beet juice. There's miso, nutritional yeast, pickles, sauerkraut, sourdough bread, tempeh, yogurt. And all of this, the reason it benefits is that it's better for the body to digest. They always have in many of cultures where they have a little bit of a fermented option for individuals after they eat to help with digestion, maybe before and after. It's more nutritious. Usually there's an array of vitamin K, B12, and B vitamins. It's easier to absorb. And it helps with protection in the body. So it helps with, you know, overall decreasing chronic conditions like type 2 diabetes, Alzheimer's, and many illnesses. And then also additional that I've spoken with and talk about endlessly is lowering the inflammation within the body. So when you do that, you know, you really improve yourself. And it's quite easy to make these types of fermented foods, like sauerkraut is literally cabbage, salt, and some spices. And then you're kind of fermenting it and letting it sit. You can always have like a small little bit of sauerkraut, put it in there for starter because it'll have the probiotics. If you're making kombucha, you're going to have a starter probiotic set. If you're going to do some kimchi, it's cabbage, sea salt, garlic, onions, some Korean pepper, and you're going to put all that together and have it sit for quite some time, and like overnight or even a few days, so that the it can absorb and become quite delicious, so yummy. And even pickled, a lot of any pickled veggies and such. So those are options. If you have any questions, of course, reach out. But, you know, fermented foods have been around for quite a while and has helped the microbiome make our body better and has given us the opportunity to have a well-versed microbiome. I mean, the positive bacteria within the body that we are considered as quality fermented, there's so many different ones. The ones that come to mind right now are Bacillus, Bifidobacterium, Haloanaerobium, Halobacterium, the good quality ones. And, you know, when you start balancing our biome to where it needs to be, you'll find yourself in less health issues. You know, it's kind of having live foods. So that benefit really helps you have a more sustainable way of processing any, and if any sort of bad bacteria comes into your body, it's able to kind of get rid of. And it has benefits in a lot of research is showing that other fermented foods has helped with a lot of obesity and diabetes. And there's much research that has shown the benefits for patients to breaking down, you know, even the simple carbs in the body and metabolizing things quite easier. Lactobacillus and has been a benefit for breaking down streptococcus. Bifidobacterium has helped with metabolic process, and folate and B12. So there has been many benefits to the probiotic uses. If you have any questions, reach out to me at any time and I'd be glad to answer them. And, you know, or if you have your own little recipe, that you would like to share, let us know and we would love to hear it. But I honestly use some sauerkraut. Sometimes I'll do a little spicy. Sometimes I'll just do plain and put it in my soups. My husband really likes a beet sauerkraut that he likes to put in his meals. Tell me what you like as your type of fermented food. sometimes I also enjoy some kombucha. Have a wonderful day, each one of you, and make sure it's a mindful way every day.
Thanks for listening to Mindfully Integrative with Dr. Damaris G. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. If you enjoyed our show, support us by leaving a mindful review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite streaming site. If you would like to be a guest of our show or interview, email us at info@damarismaria.com. If you want to learn more about the resources mentioned in the podcast, you can find those in the show notes. To connect mindfully with Dr. Damaris G., reach her at www.damarismaria.com or connect via social media links. We appreciate your time connecting here with us. May your strength and peace within bring you more balance every day. Namaste.